إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أعتذر للأخوات الفاضلات من بناتنا وأخواتنا عن هذا التأخير، وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعل فيما تبقى من الوقت الخير والنفع الكثير. فأقول وبالله أستعين، إن الله سبحانه وتعالى خلقنا لعبادته سبحانه وتعالى، وهو المستحق للعبادة دون سواه، لأنه هو المالك والخالق والمدبر للكون كله. First of all, I apologize for coming late. And the blame is on me too, not just for Abu Salah. I hope you forgive me and accept my apologies. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make whatever remains from the time that we're supposed to be here a beneficial for all of us. We began this talk by reminding you, and a reminder for myself, that we were created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why we're here. This is the reason behind our existence. We were created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He alone deserves to be worshipped. All actions of worship should be done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have not created the jinn and the human being except to worship me. أي بالتوحيد. لا بد للمسلمة أن تحقق التوحيد، فالله خلقك لغاية عظيمة لا بد من تحقيقها، ويسهل الأمر عن طريق العلم، طلب العلم النافع، العلم الشرعي المستمد من كتاب الله ومن صحيح سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لكن بفهم السلف الصالح الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم ومن تبعهم بإحسان من أئمة الهدى والدين. So this is a reality that we should always remember and remind one another. Your sister, you always remind one another with this reality, that we are created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is an obligation, not an option. We are obligated to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, by devoting all actions of worship to Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what's going to make this responsibility easy and easier for us is seeking knowledge. Seeking knowledge, beneficial knowledge of the legislation. But this knowledge has to be taken from its proper sources. The Book of Allah, the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the understanding of the best of this Ummah. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the first place, and the Tabi'een who came after them, and Atba' al-Tabi'een, and the A'imma of the Deen. فعليك أختي المسلمة أن تهتمي بهذا الأصل الأصيل، هذا الأصل العظيم، وهو تحقيق التوحيد، وهو عبادة الله سبحانه وتعالى وحده، والانقياد له سبحانه وتعالى بفعل الأوامر واجتناب النواهي والابتعاد عن الشرك وما يوصل إليه. Because توحيد consists of being sincere, in devoting all actions of worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by submitting to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from the prohibitions. And by freeing yourself from shirk and from the mushrikeen. From shirk and from the mushrikeen, for polytheism and the polytheists. فطلب العلم مهم جدا وضروري يسمو بالإنسان وبطموحه إلى السعادة في هذه الدنيا وإلى السعادة الأبدية في الآخرة. Through seeking knowledge you'll be from those people that will achieve happiness in this life, serenity, tranquility, peace of mind. And yet you will have the everlasting entertainment of joy and happiness in the hereafter. فقد خرج الإمام البخاري والإمام مسلم رحمهم الله من حديث معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. On the authority of معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنهما, in this hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim رحمهم الله, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if Allah intends good for a person, will give them the correct understanding of the religion. قال ابن القيم وغيره من أئمة الهدى والعكس صحيح, من لم يفقه في دين الله هذا لم يريد الله به خيرا. ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى says, the opposite meaning of this hadith is true. Since the one who does not exert efforts and try their best to learn this deen, that person Allah doesn't want good for them. فتأملي أختي الفاضلة التي تريدين وترغبين في الفوز والفلاح في يوم لا ينفع فيه مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. تأملي أختي الفاضلة, يا من تؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر, يا من ترغب في مرضات الله, تأملي نفسك مع أي الفريقين أنت؟ أتريدين أن تكونين من ممن أراد الله بهم خيرا أم لا؟ My dear sister in Islam, my noble daughters in Islam, check yourself. Ask yourself a very important question. You want Allah to be pleased with you. You want to be admitted in gardens of paradise. You want to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to be saved from humiliation. You want to be saved from ruin and destruction. And from being amongst the losers on the day of judgment. Ask yourself a simple question. And it's very important in the light of this hadith. Are you from those whom Allah wants good for, or those that Allah doesn't want good for? And do you want to be from those that Allah wants good for or not? I think the answer is obvious, is clear. All of us want to be amongst those that Allah wants good for, so we have to seek knowledge. ولا تظني أيتها الأخت الفاضلة المؤمنة أن طريق العلم صعب ومسدود أمامك, خاصة إذا كنت ذات بعل وأولاد ومشاغل البيت إلى غير ذلك. فأنت تجدين وقتا لهذه المشاغل, فلا بد أن تجدي وقتا لطلب العلم, وهذه المشاغل لا تشغلك, خاصة ونحن نعيش في هذا الزمان ممكن أن تستمعي إلى درس وأنت تطبخين في المطبخ، وأنت تكنسين، وأنت تلعبين مع أولادك، وأنت تقومين بواجبة البيت، وأنت تستمعين إما عن جهاز الكمبيوتر، وإما عن الأقراص، وإما الـMP3 وغير ذلك. فلا تفوتي عن نفسك هذه الفرصة العظيمة. It's very important that you seek knowledge. It is the key to all good. Don't you ever say, especially if you're married and have children, don't you ever say, I don't have time. I wish I can learn, but I don't have time. I'm busy with the house, the work in the house, the children. I gotta attend to them, the education, the kitchen, the laundry, you have to rotate this and that. And I am very busy. Actually, the answer is in this. You find time to cook. You find time to do the laundry. You find time to do many things. So squeeze some time to learn. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since in our times, Allah has made it easy for us. You can learn while you're cooking. Learn while you're doing the laundry. Learn while you're playing or combing the hair of your daughter. How? By listening to the classes of the ulama, of the scholars. Whether on the computer, on a CD player, on an MP3, you can put it in your ear. As long as you leave the other ear for other things, for phones, a baby crying, or the like. Or a husband. Naam. It's very important for you sisters to try to learn the deen of Allah. لأنك عن طريق العلم ترتقين سلم الخير والسعادة. Only through knowledge you will make improvements. You will improve in your relationship with your Lord. بالعلم تحسنين معاملتك مع ربك. كيف تقفين أمامه؟ كيف تتعاملين أمام الله وهو الرقيب عليك أينما كنت؟ Through knowledge of Allah, you will be able to learn how to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way all of us should stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since He is al-Raqib, the all-watcher over us, and He knows everything we do, hears everything we say. عن طريق العلم الشرعي تحسنين عباراتك تنتقين أفضل العبارات سواء مع زوجك إن كنت ذات بعل أو مع والديك مع جيرانك مع أخواتك المسلمات المؤمنات مع أبنائك وبناتك. Through knowledge and seeking knowledge of the legislation, you'll be able to speak that which is right and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through knowledge, your tongue will be upright, as we heard from the Shaykh today. The tongue will be upright. You will speak only that which is pleasing to Allah. And if it's pleasing to Allah, it will be for you, not against you. So when you address your husband, if you are married, you choose the best expressions. Not only that, make him happy with you, but Allah is happy with you as well. And likewise, when you address your parents, you address them with the best expressions that entails love, respect. Likewise, When you talk to your neighbors, you talk to your children, boys and girls, when you address your sisters in the masjid, amongst the believers, the Muslim sisters, you address them in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no doubt it will be pleasing to them. هذا مما يجلب المودة ويجلب المحبة ويجلب الرضا والتوافق ويجلب الخير الكثير سواء بينك وبين زوجك أو بينك وبين والديك أو بينك وبين أفراد العائلة أو جماعة المسجد. If you do this, this will increase and bring about harmony, love, respect, unity, togetherness, joy between you and between your husband, if you have a husband, if you're married, between you and your family members, especially your parents, your grandparents, between you and the believing woman that you meet, especially in the masjid, or those that they visit your house or you visit theirs. فضائل العلم كثيرة. سواء إذا كنت أما عليك مسؤولية عظيمة تعليم الأولاد تعلميهم التوحيد منذ نعومة أظفارهم لأنهم ولا بد سيقتدون بك. فإن أقمت لسانك سيستقيم لسانهم وإن اعوج سيعوج لسانهم. كذلك في تصرفاتك، في حركاتك، في سكناتك، في أمورك كلها. Likewise, if you're a mother and have children, knowledge is very important for you to seek knowledge. Because now one of your responsibility is to educate, cultivate, nurture, and raise those children upon Islam. And especially that the children, they learn from early age. They're going to speak the way you speak. So if your tongue is upright, theirs will be as well, inshallah ta'ala. If your behavior, your moves, everything you do is upright, is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your children will make the same moves. They will follow you in everything you do. And that's the easiest way to cultivate the children, by example. فَأَنْتِ أُمٌّ فَأَنْتِ مَدْرَسَةٌ مُرَبِّيَةٌ. If you're a mother, you're a teacher in your house. You don't have to be in a Masjid Tawheed school on a payroll so that you can think you're a teacher. You are a teacher at home. Be the best teacher to your children. You are a school, actually, not just a teacher. In your home, you're the teacher and you're the principal, and you're the secretary, and you're the whole school at home. So you have to be up to the responsibility. ونصيحة للأخوات فيما بينهن إذا اجتمعن اقضوا أوقاتكن في ذكر الله فيما ينفعكن في قراءة بعض الكتب النافعة. نعم، ربما تجتمعنا على الطعام أو على شيء من الشاي، لكن لا بد من تخصيص وقت لتلاوة القرآن مع فهم الآيات من كتب التفسير الموثوقة. لا بد من تخصيص وقت لقراءة بعض الكتب النافعة في العقيدة كالثلاثة أصول وشرحه لابن عثيمين والملخص على كتاب التوحيد للفوزان والواسطية والقواعد الأربع وكشف الشبهات ومسائل الجاهلية ونواقض الإسلام، وفي الحديث الأربعين النووية وشرح رياض الصالحين وبلوغ المرام في الفقه والملخص الفقهي للفوزان وصفة صلاة النبي للألباني، وتعرجنا على سيرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، أخلاقه سلوكه لا بد منه، واللغة العربية ليستقيم لسانكن. It's very important when you gather together as sisters, especially in your homes, when you have a company. It is very important for you. Don't make that meeting only on food, on tea or coffee. You got to find some time to read the book of Allah. And along with that, to read the tafsir of those ayats from the books of tafsir, the trustworthy books of tafsir. Likewise, you will find the time, and you should find the time in those gatherings, to read books of aqeedah, like the explanation of three fundamental principles, like the explanation on Kitab al-Tawheed, on the four principles, the six principles of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah. Likewise, in the hadith, you do the same thing. You read the explanations of the ulama on Furi Hadith, on Riyad al-Salihin. Likewise in the fiqh. Likewise in the fiqh. And in Arabic language, in the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, so that we adorn ourselves with the beautiful manners of Islam. وَإِيَّكُنَّ وَالْوُقُوعَ فِي الْمَحْظُورَاتِ فِي تلك الاجتماعات والمجالس، إياكن والغيبة والنميمة وإضاعة الوقت في القيل والقال. And be aware that you may fall into this big mistake by being together and having gatherings upon she said, which lead والعياذ بالله to backbiting, slander. And even if none of this haram take place, even if you spend a couple hours upon something that is permissible, still, don't waste your time. Have some time to read the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so you can be a good Muslimah. لا يكفي أن تكوني مسلمة هكذا انتسابا لأنك تنتمين إلى بلاد المسلمة أو إلى عائلة مسلمة، لا بد من تعلم الدين. هذه حقيقة الإسلام، تعلم الدين من مصادره الموثوقة. It is not enough for you to just be a good Muslim by affiliation because you were born in a Muslim country or you come from a Muslim family, or Allah guided you to Islam 10 years ago, but you never take a time to understand Islam and study Islam. It's not going to be enough for you. You have to make efforts once again. And we go back to the same point we started this reminder with, that you have to seek knowledge. Find time. And especially that, alhamdulillah, things have been made easy. أسأل الله لي ولكلنا التوفيق والسداد، وسأل الله لي ولكلنا أن يرزقنا كلنا العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والثبات على الطريق المستقيم. Ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى for you, especially my dear sisters in Islam, my dear daughters in Islam. Likewise for all of us, ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to grant us beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. And we ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to keep us firm upon the path of righteousness. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.